guys, welcome to, what are we at, 46? Hello, welcome to episode 45 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javier Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hi.
Fresh off the boat.
Off the
Gabe Philbin.
I found out I was Persian this week.
Aya! And that's it. Dylan, Raw yeah. Dog Roush
Later,
is
guys.
Out on the town.
We're done.
Yeah, he's out with his good old jug.
Yeah. Yeah. Bum jug.
Just raw dogging it with
shooting
the
shit. Raw dogging it with the jug.
It's kind of gross.
You know how he does. Yeah. It sounded better in my head.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, there's a little bit of news going on this week, fellas.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Did you know about that? Let's talk about it.
Let's. Okay. Let's. So. This week, New Super Mario Bros. 2 was announced for the 3DS to come out this August.
Oh my goodness!
New Super Mario Bros. 2.
Brothers 2. Yeah.
Man, like these people know how to name some games.
Yeah, they created a whole new franchise. I can't wait till New Zelda comes out.
It's a first-person shooter. No swords. You've got the master gun.
New The Legend of Zelda. New Metroid.
New Super Zelda.
Mm-hmm. New Super Zelda 3DS.
Country Returns. So maybe they'll make Super Metroid Returns.
Super Metroid Returns?
Yes.
Alright.
Super Metroid Returns Other Mallow.
A Samus to the Past.
Alright. Well, and this is still being announced.
It's got that giant fucking egg from the one Zelda game in it.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one that was.
This was announced shortly after Nintendo, or the last episode we reported on, Super Mario Bros. 4, being in, like, the domain name being announced, but that is apparently a Wii U game. And then Miyamoto made sure that it, like, he made clear that these were two separate games, so we have two Marios coming.
Oh, yeah.
That's real surprising.
I guess they aren't going to be
connected.
Lay it
on, Nintendo.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. We'll see how it goes. I'm sure they'll be fun.
New game developers slapping each other with a wet towel.
All right. We've got that joke in again for this week.
Yeah. Okay. Take that off the checklist.
I wonder. We still haven't heard what Retro's doing yet, have we?
Nah.
That's another thing we talk about quite a bit, how we don't know what Retro's doing still.
Well, since we're talking about these new Marios, I guess Retro's name wasn't attached to any of them, so.
Ryan, if we go to Austin sometime, that's going to be a field trip. We'll drive to Retro, knock on the front door, say, "Hi, we're from Game Over Nation.
Can
we
come
see
in?
What you're doing?
Listen!
Can we see what you're doing? We're really big fans. Well, we won't tell anybody. Well, we won't tell nobody, we promise."
Like, no. Get the fuck out.
I'm going to be like, well, they must not be working on anything.
Well, I guess they didn't have anything to show because they wouldn't let us in. Yeah, that's what we'll do. If they say no, we'll be like, oh, I get it. You're not working on anything, are you? Too scared? Too scared to let everyone know you're just sitting around.
Guess we'll just report on that.
Yep, we'll just be like, well, Retro not doing shit.
Nintendo's going to get a nice little progress report from us. Not going to be too happy.
Mm-hmm. They are not going to like what they hear, sir.
No, sir.
Nintendo, how much are you paying Retro? Yeah, they're not doing anything.
Nothing.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of nothing, that doesn't segue at all, but Shinji Mikami is working with Bethesda, and he's working on a survival horror game. And if Dylan was here, I'm sure he would bring up how shitty Bethesda engines are.
Oh, they're terrible.
I love how he's 180'd 100% on Bethesda. He's such a he loved Oblivion, loved it, and then he picked up the other thing too, and he was a big Fallout guy. He bought it.
Well, he likes the games. He's made that clear. He loves the games, but he has a point. Bethesda makes shit engines.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's true, I guess.
Hey, you want to climb this ladder? You can't! Fuck you! Hit A. We'll put you at the top. Just hit A.
That was mind-blowing when that got released. Like, Fallout 3 didn't have a single ladder in it.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is that
Well,
no
it did,
noticed.
Just not one you could climb.
Yeah.
There was the one, I remember one, where, but yeah, you just walk up to it, hit A, and then you're at the top.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I mean, it's he's showing them whole survival horror thing, so I'm excited, kind of, maybe.
Dude, everything Shinji Mikami touches is awesome. Fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What has he
That's true.
done? I don't know who he is.
He
Resident Evil
created
4.
Resident Evil. He had
Oh,
a
okay.
big part. He
Yeah,
had a big
okay.
part in Resident Evil 2, and then he disappeared for a while, and
Because he
then.
was pissed at how many times that game got re-released.
Well, and then Resident Evil went down the toilet for a little while, and then he came back for 4 and directed that, and 4 completely revitalized the whole franchise, and if you ask me, basically set the tone or set the stage for Dead Space and all these great third-person shooters. Even like stuff like Gears of War, I think owes a little bit to Resident Evil 4. I don't know, in my opinion. But anyways, so he did that, and then I think he had a little bit to do with, well, he created Platinum Games with the Clover guys, and then he
Vanquish.
did Vanquish. He directed Vanquish,
Vanquish was the shit, yeah.
and he had a little bit to do with Bayonetta also, and he created Devil May Cry. That's right. Devil May Cry was supposed to be the original Resident Evil 4. But yeah,
Well,
the
so
guy's
yeah,
awesome.
he's got some experience.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's got some things to put on a resume.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Yeah, and
so
also
that's been.
he produced Shadows of the Damned with Suda 51.
Right. 5-1, Javi.
I know.
5-1.
Fuck
Suda
them.
5-1. Whatever. Who cares? Stupid name anyway. Halo 4 has a release date and it is November 6th, which got, I don't know, it was confusing to me at first because the last, what was it, three Halo games have been released in September. But then I looked it up and the first Halo game was released in November as well.
So they're bringing it
So
back.
they're bringing it back, yeah.
So Halo 5 and 6 will be released in September.
I'm
Yes.
Confirmed.
willing to bet that Halo can release whenever it wants and it's gonna sell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
I love that Halo is going head on against Call of Duty. It's coming out
Yeah,
like a week early or 2 weeks.
that's like the weird part about it is that like Halo before was like spaced out, but like for Call of Duty, so had like that solid 2 month period where everyone would get their rocks off on Halo, and then everyone and their mother and brother and father and cousin and retarded uncle in the background could like go pick up Call of Duty. I don't know
Honestly,
what a retarded uncle in the background is. I'm sorry. That kind of just.
oh my God, I am so sorry.
Oh my God. I didn't know that was a thing.
But I
He
think
doing back
it's
there?
funny. It's funny seeing these first-person shooter franchises year after year trying to take on Call of Duty. Like, you had Medal of Honor, blatantly trying to make a game that's identical, and then you had Battlefield trying to go head on this year or last year. Now we got Halo. I think Halo has the biggest chance of getting close with numbers,
Well,
but
it won't get close with numbers because it's only on one system.
it's Halo.
I know,
Halo
but
can do anything.
Halo sells really well for a 360 game. Like,
Yeah.
it doesn't hit the numbers that Modern Warfare does because it's only on the one
Yeah.
system.
Multi-platform Halo 4.
Well, multi-platform Halo 4 would probably do pretty well. Well, that's even a question then, because then like you don't like a lot of the PS3. People who only have a PS3, like they might not, or a PS2 and a PS3, they might not have that investment. They've never played a Halo game, but I don't know, who knows? I guess if you play
I
video
think
games,
Halo is such a
you've
big.
probably played a Halo game
Yeah.
at some point. But no, I really like the Halo games. I think
Me too.
they're a lot of fun.
They
Yeah,
get a lot of
they're
hate
cool. Yeah.
from people that don't like popular games.
Yeah.
And to that I say, fuck you. Halo's great.
They're like that villain from Ratatouille, where he's like, if I don't like the way it tastes, I don't swallow. Or he says, if I don't love it. And then he's angry.
That's.
He's angry that restaurant's
I'm
doing
sorry,
well.
everybody. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, oh God,
I'm
what the
sorry for what
fuck?
Javi's doing right now.
If he
Then.
doesn't like the taste of it, he doesn't swallow it?
Yeah.
Why would they say that?
He's. Hey, get the kids out of the room. Javi's getting taking it to Dirty Town again tonight.
Yeah. Well, he's like, then why is it popular?
You know what's really funny is that when I was on the plane going to Seattle this weekend, I think it was, yeah, it was, I can't remember if it was going to or the first leg coming back, but there was a guy sitting behind me, and he was talking to, there was this, like, attractive girl in the seat next to him, and he starts talking to her, and he apparently was in some kind of business with, like, a master of wines, the first master of wines in the United States, mind you, and he, wow. He was sure to make this point several times, but then it got to one point where he was talking about, like, wine tasting and that kind of stuff, and I guess they've been to some real fancy places that have a lot of different wines, and they take you on these really long wine tasting things, and so you don't, like, apparently you spit out the wine so you don't just get plastered.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but
who goes to a wine tasting and doesn't swallow?
Who goes to a wine tasting and doesn't get fucked up? Come on, why am I there?
Swallow.
But like I'm just hearing him sitting behind me. He keeps saying, he's like, yeah, you don't. Unless it's so good, I don't swallow. I spit it out. You gotta spit it out. You can't swallow it. I'm just like trying not to laugh.
He just kept going on
about spitting and swallowing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She seemed very impressed. I don't. Yeah. Whatever. He knew he was name dropping left and right too. But the funny thing was, like, he was name dropping people that you would only know if you were really, really into wine.
You were a wine master. I know Gerald Pinoyer.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's kind of what was going on. But anyway, yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
But on a more serious note, who the fuck goes to a wine tasting and doesn't swallow the wine?
Doesn't swallow.
Well, like you said, because you don't want to get fucked up, I guess.
Doesn't that make it taste better?
I don't know. I would think.
I would think so,
he
too.
He told this story. I'll try to tell it the best I can. But he was talking about, he went to some, I guess it was him, he went to some, no, he was telling the story about someone else because he was name-dropping both names, like the name of the person who went and the name of the person who owned the winery he was at. So this guy's going through, and they were going on a lot of wine, going through a ton of wine, and they were starting like with wine that was made in like the 90s and then going all the way back into the reserves of this place that were there from like the 1930s, 1920s, and further back. Mm. And he's like,
indeed.
They got back to the 1930s, and the owner of the winery is like, oh, I notice you're not spitting anymore. And then he had a little laugh, and I was like, is that the whole story? I don't, that's really, you're dumb. I hate you.
Oh, I noticed you're not spitting anymore.
I guess, because they got into the good stuff? I don't know.
So our understanding of wine tasting is that they're all assholes for not spitting it out, and they all sound like Dracula.
Yes. Yes.
That just made me think
also,
of a vampire that
really,
bites your neck
really,
and then spits
really
the blood
into
out.
Wine and you have explanations of all this stuff, please do not write in. I do not care.
Well, I mean, I think we could use some questions.
Yes, yeah. Well, if you would like to ask us questions about wine, you can.
we'll keep trying.
Yeah, I can answer any of your wine questions based off the minimal pieces of this conversation I overheard. How about that?
Why not?
Yep.
But
why not?
Oh my god. It seems like whenever I try to like get to a new topic, I just get interrupted and then laughter. So Sony announced two games in the next 2 weeks. It's going to do that.
Nah. No, yeah. Now you see how it is. When Spectrum of Amazing is on, it's impossible to host the goddamn show.
When who?
Starship Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just a clusterfuck and there's about six people in a Skype call trying to talk
over each other. We're not doing that again.
Even when it's just them and me and Ryan, like, I'm like, well, anyway, and then just they start talking, I'm like, dude, like, and, I don't know, when I'm editing,
well,
I can
anyway,
hear
it. Raw Dog's got a jug! But yeah, so Sony is going to announce two games in the next 2 weeks. One on GTTV, which I believe is actually going up tomorrow. Tomorrow night, or I guess at like 12:30 in the morning, something like that. And that's believed to be Title Fight, or as Sony
Battle
so
Royale.
Lovingly put it, PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale Super Let's Go.
That sounds right. Super. Let's go!
Or, this is Nintendo, would be New Super PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale Returns to other model. And swing and a miss. But the second game is like gonna be released on some like, French game show.
If games joke don't make me laugh, I don't swallow.
And that's believed to be Killzone 4. There's a rumor going around. Killzone
4. Calzone.
Yeah. that seems kind of
something Javi and I are getting into.
That seems well. That still seems like an underwhelming announcement. Like, here's the fourth install. Like, why make a big hubbub about here's the fourth game of some like of a franchise that's not all that popular.
Popular.
It's weird. Killzone seems like the franchise that should be popular.
It really does.
But it's just not.
I think it's that pre-rendered trailer just haunted it forever.
I think Sony thinks it is super pop. I don't know.
They like
it. Just doesn't seem like the type of thing where you'd be like, well, we're going to make two big announcements and one of them's going to be Killzone 4. Like, one of them's this new thing we're doing that sounds kind of cool even though it has a dumb name. And
you
the other one's Killzone 4.
Maybe Jack 4 is one of them. I don't know. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jeff Keighley would say it's going to blow you away. It's Jack.
Well, he's talking about the PlayStation Battle Royale Super X combo cross Tekken.
That's the worst fucking name for a fighter. Well, we say this because they registered the domain PlayStationAllStarsBattleRoyale.com.
Ugh.
Which is just a ridiculous thing to begin with.
It should be Why PlayStation All Stars Melee.
It should
Smash.
Just be...
Melee Smash.
PlayStation what? Smash Stars Melee.
What's wrong with Title Fight? I like Title Fight.
Yeah, Title Fight Brawl.
Well, then I think if you just name it Title Fight, then it sounds like a boxing game.
Maybe PlayStation Title Fight? PlayStation All Stars? It should be PlayStation All Stars.
Yeah.
Or, well, or like All Star Battle like or something like that. Move. PlayStation All Star Battle, I could do. Title Fight.
Well,
just...
then they just added Royale at the end.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it dumb. Now it's a cheeseburger.
Battle Royale with cheese.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm excited for that Title Fight game. I know Dylan isn't. How do you guys feel? Javi's in the same boat as me, right?
Oh yeah, that's a nice boat.
Nice boat. We're on the Titanic. Right
it's
now.
So buoyant.
I'd like to see it. I'd play it.
It's so buoyant, but it's very possible that we can sink because we hit an iceberg. Metaphors of Gabe Philbin.
That
Pikmin 2 is being
swallow.
Re-released on Wii. Pikmin 2 is being re-released on Wii as was it PlaySmart Pikmin 2, something like that. Yeah.
Cool.
It's coming to North America now. It was in Japan for a bit.
I think that only adds to the
Pikmin 3 hype.
Yeah, the Pikmin 3 rumor that Pikmin 2 is about to be re-released.
Well, it's not really much of a Pikmin 3 rumor anymore. Miyamoto said there's going to be a Pikmin game. What if this is the Pikmin game?
Fuck that.
We're releasing Pikmin 2 on the Wii and also the Wii U. That was the Pikmin game.
There you go. Yeah. Moving on from that. New Call of Duty is going to be revealed during the NBA playoffs on May 1st.
Wait, doesn't that reveal it?
Wait, what's going to be what?
Call of Duty revealed NBA playoffs May 1st.
Oh. Maybe they're market well. Counts. I guess we don't know if it's like another Modern Warfare or
well,
it's just the next Call of Duty game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe there will probably be some footage or something, like things. That, I remember which will be which Modern... means soldiers shooting guns and things exploding, and probably somebody sliding on the ground while shooting a gun.
Maybe a rope or two.
Yeah. Oh, there will be rappelling.
Some Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem, Jay-Z, you know, Big Boy.
No, it's gonna be. It's gonna be. It's gotta be hologram somebody, right? It's
Tupac's gonna be.
Tupac,
well, Tupac has been done. It's gonna be hologram Biggie Smalls.
See, Tupac already came back to life, and once he did, no one gave a shit after
that. It's gonna be. It's gonna be hologram Patrice O'Neal, not even rapping, just telling jokes.
Hologram Chris Farley doing the fat guy in the little coat dance. Rest in peace, Chris. But I remember they did the same thing for Modern Warfare 2. They released like the first game footage trailer. Or they released a teaser for it and then the actual trailer during the NBA playoffs way back when.
Right. That's fun.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Call of Duty, mark your calendars.
Previewed during a game that Meta World Peace has been suspended during. Elbowing a guy in the face. How many times, okay, the night, I guess it was the day after that happened was Sunday, and Javi and I and then everyone else, like we were at this pizza place eating.
The Rock.
The Rock. And, like, they had to have shown that replay during the game. Like, they were replaying the game on TV. And they had to show that replay 100 times within the span of 30 minutes. Like, it just, and you can't, there's no sound. So you're just watching the TV constantly replay Ron Artest elbow this guy in the head in slow motion. Over and over and over and over. It would just end and then it would just start again. And I'm wondering
who's Ron Artest.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Meta World Peace. Sorry. I apologize.
Oh.
I meant to call him by his Christian name, Meta World Peace.
Ron Artest is. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, whatever it was you were going to say, maybe don't. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Pull up. Pull up. Okay. That's all the news. Well, I guess there's some Madden news if people care about that. Calvin Johnson won the poll for the Madden 13 cover. He's the wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. If anyone cares. No?
Okay. Nope. No one cares.
Nope. I voted for Arian Foster.
You monster.
Racist.
Why am I a monster?
Because then he's going to sit on the sideline all year.
Yeah.
We'll see. But he didn't make it, so yeah. It's cool.
No, he didn't. Alright, well, that's all the news.
Alright, that's all the news. It's time to check in with some listeners.
Okay.
What have we been doing? Huh? Huh? Ryan, what have you been doing?
What have I been doing? Well, I went to Seattle. I was crazy. In Seattle for...
You did?
What, 4 days? Yeah, man.
Oh, that was that guy that was in my room.
Yeah, that was me.
Hi.
Also, I've been dealing with this cough all day. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, man, that was a good time. We didn't get much work done, but but we drank
Lord
a lot of beer.
I tried.
We drank a lot of beer. Javi sang some karaoke.
I did.
Did you not?
I did not.
Man, you were sitting there just going through those rap lyrics all night.
Yeah, I really wanted to sing. The Dynamite Hack,
shit.
No, the Dynamite Hack version of Boys in the Hood, but I couldn't do it. but as far as games, good lord, I don't know what's up with me. I played some more Angry Birds Space on the plane, and that's still cool. They released a whole set of levels. Exclusively for like, I don't know if it's exclusively, but you got it for free if you had a Samsung device. So I actually have more levels on my tablet than I do on my phone. So that was handy on the plane because I ran out of levels. So those were good. I've been playing more Emilor, which, I mean, I guess I've talked about already like 3 times on the podcast, so still cool.
Yeah. I would love to play that if it was on the Vita.
But it's got, man, the quest lines are really cool, man. I'm really digging a lot of the little story bits that you get going through there.
See, Kurt Schilling, I want that on the Vita. Make it happen.
Why would you want that? Why would you want that on the Vita?
So I don't have to be stuck in this room playing it.
What? Are you going to go out in the hallway and play it?
He's going to go down to the quad and sack while he plays Amalur on his Vita.
Because I just want more Vita games.
Game is on a game strike until things start releasing on the Vita. I will not play this until it's a Vita game.
Make that.
Yeah.
Man, there's been some spidery action going on in my room lately. Weird. I just killed another spider.
Crazy.
Spider monster.
You monster.
And then I also downloaded Trials Evolution. And so far, I'm only on the medium tracks, and so far it's less rage-inducing than Trials HD, but I haven't gotten to the hard stuff yet, so I'm curious if I'm going to be...
I don't know, you sound like it was getting pretty bitter.
Well, the thing I was getting mad... The thing I was fucking with was, it wasn't even like the normal tracks, it was, they've got like these challenge modes, so... I can't remember if that's exactly what they're called, but it's not where you're... just trying to get through the track. And also, Gabe, where I was getting angry at some of the parts, we're just trying to get through it flawlessly. Like, I had already gotten through the track, whereas in Trials HD, I'd be getting mad because I'd been on the track for half an hour and could not finish it at all. anyway, so these trial modes that they have or whatever, challenge things, they had, like, one where you're like a skier, and you're just going along this little... You're on the dirt trail on skis, and you're, like, getting extra points for, like, doing flips, and it's basically you ride as far as you can, and then it awards you medals or whatever. And it has a... It doesn't really have ghosts, but it shows, like, dots where other players are or were or how far they got. And so it has, you know, the leaderboard element to it, which... For whatever reason, I'm really getting into. Like, I like trying to beat other people's times, even after I've beaten a track. And then the one that was really pissing me off was, you're on a bike, and you ride up this ramp, and you hit the button to bail out, and then you've got these giant wooden boards attached to your arm, and you're supposed to flap and see how far you can launch yourself. And... the gold medal distance is 270 feet, and only one person on my entire friends list has that, and that was Devin.
Shout out to Devin Sneath.
Yeah, it was Devin. He had 271 feet. So I'm like, geez, how do you, like, I don't know how to, it was frustrating trying to figure out how to launch yourself correctly to fly all the way down there. But I don't know, it's cool. They've added some cool new stuff, and some of the tracks are just freaking awesome. Some of them are almost like it's hard to be flawless, but they're not really hard to get through, but they have a lot of different paths you can take. And, it's just one of those things where it's almost like Rayman, Gabe, where like the skull tooth ones where you're trying to time everything perfectly. And it feels really good when you get to the end and you didn't fault or anything. And, you know, you get the gold medal time and all that. And then you get to see the leaderboard and beat your friends too. So that's fun.
Those skull teeth or whatever they're called. Those are like one of my favorite parts of that game.
Yeah, I need to go back. There's a few. I think I've got half of them. Maybe 6 of them. There's 10, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've already got 5. I think I got more than that though. I think I probably have 6 or 7. Anyway,
oh wait, that just reminded me of another thing in news that didn't show up.
What's that?
Rayman Origins 2 was announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a little trailer of it of like an updated ghost mode or multiplayer. It was kind of hard to tell.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm so gonna.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I was out of the loop. Like Javi and I don't. Did we? We didn't really check up on much news while I was in Seattle. So.
We Yeah, you sure didn't.
Yeah. Neither did you, alright? Okay.
Oh.
What's he doing? Trying to think of if there's anything else. I don't think so. I think those are all the games, and I don't think I've watched anything all that interesting on TV. Oh, I watched some Drake and Josh yesterday because I was off work.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, what? There's nothing on in the day, guys. I don't know what to do.
You don't watch Drake and Josh.
Hey, those guys they've got it together. They know what they're doing. You see how many phone numbers Drake gets? Come on. What a player.
Two? Three?
No, it was 14.
14
phone numbers.
What do you even do with that many? You can't call them all.
And no. You sure as hell can't remember which one's the best looking.
Yeah. Well, you put little notes on the paper when they give it to you.
On the paper? What are you
doing? Yeah, I know, right?
Five?
He had all the numbers on paper. I guess it's kind of an old show. I don't know.
Drake and Josh.
I was on Twitter. I was like, hey, is the little sister in this show iCarly? Which just revealed way too much about my knowledge of the Teen Nick lineup. Oh, fuck. Well, I guess everyone knows I watch iCarly now.
Yeah, listeners, Ryan watches a plethora of very obscure, not very gender-fitting shows.
Yeah, I watch a lot of weird stuff. Just cause, a lot of times because it's bad. I'm curious. That's why Two Broke Girls makes its way onto my TV every now and then.
I hate
still.
That show.
God, it's so
sucks.
Bad. It's the worst, right?
Yeah, and you watched The Bee in Apartment 23, which I don't blame.
Oh, I watched the one episode because I wanted to see what it was all about. And yeah, she's a terrible person, guys. She's just she's the worst.
It's a really weird show idea.
She hooked her quote unquote friend up. Now, by friend, I mean she slept with this girl's fiance, and then somehow befriended her. I don't know. I missed that part. And then
she's the bee in Apartment 23.
Right, and then she hooks this quote-unquote friend up with her dad, but doesn't tell her it's her dad, and then doesn't mention that her dad is still married to her mother, who's in a wheelchair. What a bitch, right? I mean, what a bee.
Maybe that's what the bee's...
I just blew your mind, Gabe.
You just beed my mind.
Now spit it out.
I couldn't swallow the idea of bee standing for bitch.
You just have to spit it out now.
Well, Gabe, what have you been playing / doing?
Well, last week was essentially my last week in school, so after that, I undid the belt. I just fucking did nothing but play games, and it was awesome. So I've been playing a lot of free to play nonsense. Well, not necessarily nonsense, but League of Legends is up there. I'm a big fan. I guess MOBA games in general, which are always free to play. But League of Legends, Dota 2, and recently I started playing Super Monday Night Combat, which at first was really weird and not fun, but after you, watch a video that's not, affiliated with the game at all, which is really confusing as to why they don't teach you how to play, it makes a lot more sense, and it's really fun. So I definitely suggest checking out all three of those.
I hear you, man.
I also beat Rayman Origins, finally, which if you haven't played Rayman Origins, definitely.
I just bought that.
Good for you.
La, la, la.
It's a great, great Vita game for all you folks out there that have Vitas. Yeah,
Vitas or any consoles, because it looks just as good on the console.
I heard that it's not, playing co-op is not ideal, that it's actually kind of a pain in the ass.
Well, co-op's not even available on the Vita, so maybe
I haven't tried it, so I don't know.
Well, Fozzie wants to play through it co-op. I'm a little unsure.
Maybe you should play through it first and then play through it co-op.
I guess so.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
It's a really good game.
Yeah.
I was, like, I think I brought this up. I don't remember if it was on the show or if I was just talking to you, Gabe. Like, there's no actual achievement for beating the game, like the story mode.
Yeah, like, there's just, like, ridiculous achievements and trophies for...
Well, like, yeah, that
like
was...
some of them are reasonable, like getting all the skull teeth. Like, that's hard, but you can do it.
Right. Well, that was was the thing that was weird about, like, no trophy or no trophy slash achievement for beating the game, because those last levels are fuck hard.
Yeah. And after you get all the skull teeth, you unlock, like, probably the hardest shit I've ever played in a game. What's it called? Night of the Living Dead. Like, if you don't have the game, you can fucking look at a video, but holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to...
Well, it's like, go ahead, look at a video. It's not going to make it any easier.
Yeah. I was listening to The Gamer Complex, the podcast with our good friend Devin Sneathan and some other folks. And it was the Mass Effect 3 spoiler cast, which is, it's 2 hours long. Over that course of 2 hours, I finally beat Night of the Living Dead.
Jeez.
So yeah, that was fun.
Reminds me of when I was trying to platinum Batman Arkham Asylum. I had to listen to like 5 episodes of the Joystick podcast, which was like 3 hours long. And God, just to beat the challenge rooms. That was terrible.
And lastly, Javi, you and I have been getting into some Calzone 3.
Oh,
recently.
Yeah.
Nice little change of pace. It's a good thing to fall back to.
Yeah, change of face.
Change of face, change of face.
Change of place.
And a lot of other things that rhymes with ace. Face.
Ace of what? You saw the sign.
William H. Macy.
Yeah. Oh, and one more thing. Javi may not agree with this, but I think everyone and their mother should go see Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. Gabe, I just kept getting random text messages all weekend from Gabe. Hey, have you seen Cabin in the Woods yet? No, Gabe, I have not.
I text you like 5 minutes later. Are you watching it?
No.
No, Gabe. No, I'm not watching it. No, oh my god, I love that movie. Javi saw it and had a differing opinion. Which he can talk about now.
Oh wait, real quick before that, there is one thing that I forgot to mention that I played, and Javi was there too. We played some Jenga.
He did.
We did play some Jenga. We played some drinking Jenga.
So much fun. Write rules on every piece, listeners. Write some rules on each piece, so when you draw one out, you follow the rule and you put the piece back up. So,
yeah, and make sure that about 90% of them are chicks drink, because that's what Bozzy did, and that worked out, I guess, in a room full of dudes.
His excuse is, I like to live optimistic. I like to think that one day we'll play with a bunch of chicks.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Oh, and while we're playing Jenga, okay, I'm sure most of you who are listening know, but we might have to do. I live in Houston, Texas, and I don't know, it's over 1,000 miles to Seattle. Go all the way up there to Seattle, and then we go to eat at this restaurant, and it's right across the street from a country music concert. So we're walking down the street, and everyone's in cowboy hats and fucking boots.
It was great.
I came.
Came
all the way here. And this is what I get.
I realized that I need to check out Texas because that's I'm into that.
Yeah,
just saying
the attire at these things for the ladies is good.
It's hats, good. Dude, hats. Hey, if any ladies out there. Hats and like a skirt with some boots. Hello. I host
Javi
a podcast.
Javi could swallow that.
I swallow.
Let's not take it in that weird direction. All right, go ahead, Javi. What have you been doing?
What have I been doing? I bought a new PS3.
Woo!
Because mine finally officially kicked the bucket.
Again.
Again. I got it fixed, only for it to break again. Actually, it's still under warranty, so I'm going to go try to get it fixed for free, and then maybe I'll sell it. Otherwise,
so it can break in the hands of some other poor.
I know, but at least I'm going to get it fixed first.
at least he's going to try.
And I will try. But Mass Effect 2, I've been trying to play, and it's a key word is trying. It's hard for me. I'm not having fun at all. It's a bitter shit mess.
That's a shame.
In the words of a 21st century Utahian philosopher.
Yeah. No, it's just, I don't know. I've done it all before, and I haven't done it since the game launched. Like, that's when I played Mass Effect 2. So it should be pretty fresh to me, but I'm not interested. I don't care at all. I just got, what's his fuck? The Drell one.
Thane,
yeah. I just got Thane, and I'm like, the whole time I'm yawning. Like, I got him, and I'm like, okay, now I just gotta get Samara, then I can go do their loyalty missions. And then I got to, like, the beginning of getting Samara, and then I was like, I can't play this anymore, so I saved and turned it off. I don't know, man. I don't know what my problem is. I don't like it.
Maybe you could make use of the Minecraft server that no one's using anymore.
Well, yeah,
I hopped in there the other day.
It's not like I'm struggling for something to play. I barely have time to do anything, and then when
I'm just saying, maybe you should like use the Minecraft server.
I want to play Minecraft.
I actually did play Minecraft. I finished my big old basement.
I'd like to play Minecraft with everybody, though.
Yeah.
By yourself is okay.
We have the
multiplayer. Do you want to talk to me, Commander?
Diaba Owls.
Diaba Owls.
She hasn't tweeted anything in a while, and that's really disappointing. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not very timely anymore.
Yeah. Calzone, Resistance. Yeah, I want to check out Resistance 3. I picked that up. I think I'm going to hop into that tonight, probably. That's something that I'm actually interested in. Actually, I talked myself into getting Resistance 3 when I was driving home the final night with Dub and Ryan. We were talking about the Mass Effect 3 ending. And I was like, yeah, I hope it has that same tone that Resistance 3's trailers like all kind of projected, you know, where like hope is lost, we've completely, the war's over, and we lost, you know, it's just survive. And like, I like the idea of like the city, or all the cities and streets are just destroyed and just riddled with like chimera just slithering by here and there, and you're just, the humans are
dead,
basically the humans are dead. And they're few and far between, like we're just about extinct when Resistance 3 starts. So that's cool as hell. So I kind of wanted to check it out. We're going to try
for the third time to make it better, and it probably doesn't work.
You know what? I liked Resistance 2. I don't know why it gets so much hate. I thought it was way infinitely better than the first one. So if this one's better than that, then good. But yeah.
You can blow shit up with your mind in Resistance 2. Can't do that in Resistance 1.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like it is online co-op, so maybe I'll try to pick
goodness.
It up.
All right.
Well, not like the co-op mode.
How can we forget, Hobby, Point Break?
Oh, Point Break.
Point Break. Guys, if you haven't watched Point Break in a while, as an adult, go back and watch it.
Yeah, or just at all.
It's the funniest thing ever.
Earlier I was saying that ladies should wear hats, but what I meant was babes.
Right.
Babes should wear
babes
hats.
Babes is the right word, sir.
I think what you meant was, I am an FBI agent.
That is exactly what we meant, Gabe. I have never been, like, okay, we decided to watch this movie, and there's, what, probably six of us sitting around watching it, and every line that Keanu Reeves had in that movie, the whole room just erupted with laughter.
Yeah, we were dying laughing.
I am an FBI agent.
I caught my first tube today.
Con Dios, brah. Go back and watch it, people. It's so terrible.
It's great. And also, I realized that Point Break is pretty much the same exact story of Fast and the Furious. Like, it's identical, except for instead of surfing, it's race cars.
Right. Well, Point Break came out way before Fast and Furious.
Yeah. But they're identical.
Yeah.
Yep. Cop goes undercover, falls in love with the sport or whatever they're into, and then lets the guy go at the end. Like, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, anyways, Fast and Furious, I got the impression that they did a better job of showing everyone become friends. In Point Break, it's just kind of like, all of a sudden, we're buds.
Yeah,
exactly. We went surfing one day.
what is that what is that dude's name? Like,
Warchild?
Warchild.
Let him go, Warchild.
Yeah. Calm down, Warchild. I love when big buff dudes give themselves stupid names and everybody just agrees to calling them by that.
Yeah.
Warchild. All right. That's what we've been doing.
Housekeeping!
Hey, darling.
Hi. I don't know how to talk to women.
Want to go on a wine tasting?
Yeah, wine tasting.
I never swallow. All right. Ryan. We have a few questions from the listeners on the Twitterverse, don't we?
We do.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Okay. Hit me with them. All right, the first question, and I'm going to see if I can... I think I know what he's talking about. Okay, thoughts on Madden NFL thinking not using a key feature of the Vita will allow them to gauge interest in the system. I don't quite know what he's talking about. I think it's that, like some other... I guess sports games, you're able to transfer saves between your Vita copy and your PS3 copy, and I don't think the new Madden's going to do that. I guess thinking not using a key feature of the Vita will allow them. I guess they want to see what the interest in the Vita by itself is. Is that what he's asking?
Let's see. EA says that the franchise mode in the PS3 version of Madden is too crazy to bring to Vita at the moment.
Is that the official?
That is the paraphrase statement.
It's too crazy. Trust us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I don't know. Did they say that doing that is better for the system?
I don't know. I don't know enough about this question. And he honestly didn't give us a lot of... See, this is the problem with Twitter questions, listeners. You have 140 characters, and if you have a question like this, where you probably need to explain a little bit more, maybe just email it. We check both. I've heard
people
be like... We haven't
forgotten about our email.
I've had people sit there and be like, can I just tweet the question? Like, how hard is it? It's just as easy to open up an email.
Well, I love when people say, can't we just tweet it? And then we say yes, and then we never hear back.
Yeah. Yes, you may tweet it. And then people were asking me if they could tweet questions when we were on Starship Amazing. I was like, it's their podcast, man. Don't ask me.
Yeah.
I don't understand the question really. This came from Dangeresque 92.
What up, Frank?
Maybe write in next week and clarify, because I'm not sure what you're talking about. And I don't think anyone here does.
Sorry.
I don't think we know exactly what you're asking.
Yeah. I think we have an idea, but
yeah.
Because it's been like said that the Vita and PS3 will not cross over with Madden, which is disappointing.
But I don't understand the gauge interest in the system thing.
Maybe it's just him phrasing it like, why are they doing this? Why do they think this is going to make the Vita sell better?
Well, I don't see how because it won't. Yeah, I don't think it like, would.
Like, why would they? Yeah, I think it's like more of a like, why would they not include this option?
Yeah, if you could include it, like, I think you would see maybe even more Vita sales because people are fucking nuts about Madden, and the ability mm-hmm. to be able to play it and then just take your season with you on the go. Yeah. I think a lot of people would be down with that.
I mean, I might even get Madden 13 for the Vita. Like, I'm reading, it's like you can draw little hot routes with the back pad, so that's pretty cool. So you can do a little nice post route,
right?
Have a franchise mode wherever you go.
That sounds really boring.
Yep, you know, well, shut up. NFL draft's tomorrow. You can't get my hopes down.
Yeah.
No.
Go Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
But, so anyway,
So sorry if we didn't answer your question, yeah. But I think we did an okay job.
Andrew Luck, he went to the same high school as Harris.
What an idiot.
Yeah, what a dummy. Anyway, our next question is from Justin.
What up, Justin?
Justin Doss. And he says,
what up?
And he's asking, what do you think is an acceptable price point for the Wii U?
Three.
Now, you said there was rumors of it being $300,
Javi? Mm-hmm.
I think that's... How high would you be okay with them going?
Well, the Wii launched at 250, right. And it was on. It was more powerful than the current that generation's consoles. Apparently, the Wii U is going to be less powerful than the 360 and PS3, and it's launching at $50 more. When you look at it that way, that sucks.
But it also has that fucking tablet controller.
Yeah.
But so I think 300.
People are really over. People are acting like that thing is a fucking iPad or something. Like, people are acting like that. Oh,
but
man, that controller's gonna be so expensive to make. I think about how much. I think it's gonna. Nintendo's gonna charge a lot of money to buy those individually, but that thing's gonna be dirt cheap.
Well, it's. From what I understand, it's the same, like, touch screen as, like, the 3DS.
Yeah, it's not. So it's not like, capacitive, it's resistive. It's not near as good as a iPad or a tablet or your iPhone or anything like that. Yeah, pretty much all of your Android and iOS devices are capacitive touchscreens, where you have those are a lot more sensitive, work a lot better. Like the resistive, like the screen, like you can tell the difference between your 3DS touchscreen. What?
I was just saying science. Oh. Keep going.
But you can tell the difference between your touchscreen on your 3DS and your phone. Like, it's that thing's crappy on the 3DS comparatively.
Yeah, you gotta like slam your thumb on it to push.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. I think 300 is like the sweet spot for a new console.
Well, it can't. I think it can't go above 300. Yeah. I think 300 is probably what it's going to launch at. Like, if I was a betting man, I'd say yeah, 300 is what it'll launch at.
Yeah.
But personally, I think it should, like, ethically, it should be 250.
Yeah. And also, how crazy is it that it's launched? Let's say it launches at 300. Your home console was $50 more than the 3DS.
Right.
I paid $250 for a 3DS.
Me too.
I looked back. I really looked back. Oh, that was a mistake.
You get what you pay for.
Did I?
I don't know what that means.
No,
you paid a lot.
I've put more time in my Vita already than my 3DS.
Yeah, probably me too.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Nintendo, you do shit on your handheld.
Well, you got some good games, and you played through them.
Yeah, like I got Ocarina, but I also on this one had Uncharted, and that was long.
You got Ocarina, Mario, and Mario Kart.
Yeah, and this I got Rayman, Uncharted, Super Stardust, that About a Blob, whatever the hell that is. Let's see what else. Blaze Blue. I put a lot of time into each one of these things.
Yeah, part of my problem is that I haven't gone to buy the games that I wanted to play on the 3DS.
What's great about the Vita is just like an impulse buy on the PlayStation.
Yeah, no shit.
It's like, oh, fuck yeah. Oh, only $7 for this Blob game? Okay.
Yes, I will. I will do that.
Oh.
But that's all our Twitter questions.
Yeah.
All right, well, listeners, you can write in to mail@gameovernation.com or tweet at us with @gameovernation, and I highly suggest you do. In fact, so few of you did that we are going to write into ourselves this week, goddammit.
We're changing the game.
Yeah. Javi Rodriguez writes in, says, Ryan was in Seattle this weekend. How was it?
It was fun? Fun. Oh. Well, put me down for fun. We got drunk.
We got crunk. What was your favorite night?
It's hard, man, because Friday night was a lot of fun. Friday night was good. Everyone was out. We had wings first, and then we got really trashed at a karaoke bar.
Hell yeah. We were all just screaming shit.
Yeah. screaming Vanilla Ice at the top of our lungs.
Hell yeah.
I talked to a 60-year-old man in bondage gear, just a casual conversation. See, I was wearing a University of Texas shirt, and apparently a lot of people in Seattle either lived in Austin or went to UT, because I had all kinds of people keep coming up to me and talking about it. So
you mean a lot of people in fake Seattle,
real Seattle, according to the drunk bitch outside the bar. This is not real
downtown
Seattle.
Seattle is not the city.
This is downtown. This isn't the real city. Okay. Where would that be? These other places that aren't the city. Thanks, lady.
Yeah. It's an educational night.
Totally. And then we had some chicken nuggets. And then I woke up like just feeling like garbage, just absolute, just real, real soggy garbage.
It must have been the chicken nuggets. Nothing else.
Yeah, chicken nuggets. Yeah. But good night. Good night.
Yeah, Friday was great. That was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Good nights, terrible mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag YOLO.
I don't know what that means.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what that means.
That felt dirty.
I didn't swallow that one.
No. That came out of my mouth. And I don't even think I can
swallow. Our next question is from Gabe Philbin.
Oh, God. All right. So I'm actually going to bring up the subject of games and say, Javi, would you say your favorite type of game is platformer?
Sure.
And Ryan, you like anything with an engine. So,
anything with an engine. I fucking hate racing games.
Okay, mechs. What?
Anything with a mech.
I want to ask, what makes these games like good for you? Like, what attracts you to these games over other ones?
I think for me is that a platformer is all about learning. Like, you're given a set of tools to traverse your environment. Like, you have jump. You have wall run, whatever the game may give you, you know? And it's sort of cool, like, mastering these tools that you're given to get through the level. And it's its own reward, you know? It's not like you don't need to be rewarded with a cutscene or an amazing story. It's just kind of that you're immersed in this world and in this environment, and that you're really kind of getting a good feel for how the game is built. And I don't know, something about platformers, I think that gets down to the essence of gameplay in a way that other games have forgotten. Like, I look at my game collection all the time and I'm like, God, is there anything that's not point and shoot? Like, even, you know, more kiddie games, the bottom line, you're using that right stick to aim and then fire something, you know? It's just like...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I miss the simplicity of platformers. And I think that's a genre that needs to come back. But, yeah.
Well, you're about to play Rayman Origins, so you're going to get all the platformer you can handle.
That's true, but, you know, I must specify my favorite. I like 3D platformers. Like, 2D platformers are pretty low on my favorite genre list.
Well, Rayman's fucking awesome, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
As for me, First of all, I want to say that I don't think that mech games are my favorite type of game. Because there's so many bad ones. There's so few good ones. So I think some of my favorite games fall into the combat simulation genre, like both planes and mechs. But that genre as a whole is filled with a whole lot of garbage. just a lot of really bad games. I think the things that I like... like, I don't know that I have a favorite genre in particular, just because I play so much stuff. It's hard to pick one. But I think as far as, like, combat simulate, like, or mech games in general, is that simulation, point to it is what is fun to me. Like, when we play, like, when I go to MechCore and play in, like, MechWarrior 4, part of what made that game so good is you've got the cockpit view, you have to fit your mech for the situation you're getting into. You have to manage your heat. You have to, you know, guard your weaker spots on the mech. You know, your kill spots have to be guarded. And then you have to time precision shots. And part of what, you know, the whole heat element plays into it too, because you don't want to shut your mech down and be a sitting duck. And so you have to time your shots and make them count. And like being able to do that is a skill that's kind of fun to master for me. And same with like flight simulators, like combat flight simulators. When I used to play those, like learning how to control the plane and, you know, moving it 200-300 miles an hour and shooting a machine gun at something moving just as fast and being able to take it out of the sky, like that's a lot of fun to me. And just learning how to master those vehicles. But like I said, there's not many games that do it really well. Like even Mech Assault, playing that against other people was sometimes just the pits. Because it was like, it was so unbalanced, and it's hard to balance that type of arcade mech game. And the same people that did those games are making another, I can't remember what it's called now, but it's not based in the MechWarrior universe, but it looks a lot like it's just going to be a modern day Mech Assault, only without the name. So I'm kind of curious to see what they do to rebalance that type of game. But no, I'm like, you know, MechWarrior Online's coming out, and I'll be excited to sit down and play that and learn it. And I'm gonna, like, you need the whole simulator experience, so I'm gonna have to end up buying a joystick and throttle and pedals and everything. So, but I don't know. Jesus. That's what I like about those type of games is mastering that simulation element.
Yeah. should I like answer my own question?
Sure.
No.
No. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I asked this because I don't really know how to answer it for me, because I don't really have like a favorite genre, really. Like, I just praise creativity and like identify it and respect it where it's given. Like games like Journey, and Charge is not really creative in the sense other than just like the characters and the interaction between them, and that was the kind of thing that I never saw before. So that's like my main reason for loving Uncharted so much. And it's interesting. Like, I love old JRPGs. I love platformers. I'm a lover of everything. I'm like Meta World Peace in that regard.
Meadow?
Is that what
Meta World Peace.
I know it's meta. I know.
But I'm in the meadow with World Peace.
I'm in the meadow. Yeah, it's interesting. I just love games in general. I can't pick a favorite genre. So that's why I wanted to ask a question like that.
Right. Yeah, huh. Yeah. I don't have, like I said.
Gabe, what's your favorite game of all time?
That's hard. I can say the best.
Give us a couple. What are some of your favorite games of all time?
Mirror's Edge is up there. It's not nearly like the best one, but I just love what that game did.
That's surprising to me, because you said before that you didn't like the art style.
Yeah, no.
I think that's one of the best things it has going for it. That's one of the things I love about it, is the
I don't think it has a bad art style. I just think it gets repetitive, which is like what it's supposed to do, because it's this totalitarian fascist government.
Very sterile.
But I would have liked to see it get changed towards the end. Like, just to add, like, an extra wow factor. Like, could be, like, a nice metaphor for freedom or something, which is kind of what you're fighting for in that game. But I just love the, like, the free running.
what kind of environment would you like it to turn into? Like, oh, yes, this is all gross. Thank God I can see shit smeared on the walls in the subway.
Oh, yes.
Some guy knocked over a trash can.
But one of my favorite parts about that game is how awful the gunplay is, because you're not supposed to use it.
Wait, which game is this?
Mirror's Edge. Okay. Still talking. Right. It's like when you take out an enemy and you like grab a gun, like you're almost better off just dropping it and running, which I just love, because you just, like, all you're trying to do in that game is just avoid everything. Like, you're powerless, essentially, other than just your means of avoidance. And that's just something I really like. Other game. What I think is objectively the best game I've ever played is Final Fantasy VI, which I saw Calvin, I think it was Calvin, whoever Savage Hands is from Starship Amazing.
Yeah, it's Calvin.
Tweet
Calvin.
The other day, yeah, that Final Fantasy VI is average at best. That was a little offensive.
Brain bugs.
That game has a very special place to me, because it's like a mastery of the 16-bit art style. Really, like, they did crazy things with the, like, 3D environments. Like, there's like the scene on a train, or like going through these tunnels, and it has like these panes of 16-bit, like, arches coming towards you. So it's like, fuck, what were those things? It reminded me of, you remember those, weird things in movie theaters that, like, opened and you're, like, on this railroad and you, like, fly around? Nope, just me.
Wait, what, say what again?
Okay, never mind, I think that was only, like, in Asia or something. Whatever. It was, like, this, at the start of a movie, I don't know, like, it was this one theater I went to that did this. You're, like, in this, like, crazy minecart path, and it just, like, takes you on this roller coaster. So, I don't know, it just reminded me of that. And it's just, it's really interesting way of going about, like, 3D environments. Yeah. Instead of just making an artificial one, or, like, the standard artificial one on a 2D plane, they did a different sort of artificial one. Also, the ridiculous cast of characters in that game, and how I love each one of them. And every single one of them has, like, their own side story, except the Yeti. That one's just kind of there. But, there's Gao, which is probably my least favorite character, but he still has this really interesting story about how he just went insane after he, like, ran away into the wild. So now his, like, special ability is to, like, you set him loose from your party for a couple fights, and he comes back and he's learned some move from some random battle enemy in that area. And just things like that in the game just really get my rocks going.
Did you dick rock hard? He swallowed. Yeah.
Totally. I swallowed Final Fantasy VI whole.
Ugh.
We gotta move away from that.
Damn you, guy on the plane.
Damn you.
You ruined our podcast.
You're a grandmaster.
No, he's not. His friend is. Or no, his business partner.
The grandmaster dragon of wine.
Yeah. Yeah.
In hell.
And briefly, BioShock is one of my favorite games as well, because I just love the environment in that game.
You know, I need to play through that again. Actually, that's one of the save files that I intentionally didn't copy over. When I got my new PS3, because I'm like, you know what? There's some games here that I'd rather not have a save file for anymore, so I could just start over because I want to play them again. So BioShock was one of them.
Yeah. I would definitely say play through BioShock 2 as well. Don't bother with multiplayer. Multiplayer sucks in BioShock 2, but
I really liked BioShock 2.
Yeah, no, I love the single player in BioShock 2.
Yeah.
It like made me realize more like just how much like work goes into every little like voice drop, every little like piece of lore in that game, like how they build the environments, like how enemies interact with environments. It made me realize that a lot more.
Yeah.
Not saying BioShock 1 did it poorly, it's just playing BioShock 2 now. It's like, oh my god.
Yeah, that game was really cool.
Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite games by Gabe Feldman. As told by Ginger. I was hoping someone would pick up on that shitty Nickelodeon cartoon. But nope. Okay.
Nope.
Pepper Ann, way too cool for 7th grade. Pepper Ann, she's like 1 in a million!
Okay, you're losing me. So.
Alright, guys, well, if you have any questions for next week, which I know you do.
Yeah, I know. See what we did there? We asked ourselves questions.
That was good. You know, we're going to keep doing that if we don't get emails.
But it's not. We're not trying to say don't write in, so yeah, we have to do
write
it.
Write in to mail@gameovernation.com.
Write in saying if you liked what we did today. If you liked how we changed the game.
Yeah.
Changing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lauren Carroll, you're a big fan. I'm calling you out. Write in next week. Yeah. You too, McGainis. Oh, what's that, Ghost? Do you still exist?
Yeah, where's Ghost been? Ghost has
you
not complained about
Ryan
any...
in a while.
Yeah,
I miss you.
I'm feeling my self-esteem is really high right now. It's way too high, I think.
That's right. Beastball, you still listen. That's weird as hell. What's up, dude? I haven't seen you in like 2 years. Write in.
Let's see, Heidenweiss?
Yeah, well, Bees likes to listen, and then he text messages me about things.
Well, something I'd like to point out is on Twitter, when we asked people to write in, Heidenweiss actually said, why don't you guys email the show with questions right after we came up with the idea?
Yeah.
It wasn't your idea. Well, I mean, it was, but we were doing it anyways.
Yeah.
So it was just interesting that he had that as well and didn't write in a goddamn question himself.
So, good job.
But yeah, I mean, that's the show.
Yeah, that's the show. Tell us what you think at mail@gameovernation.com.
Yeah, also, tell your friends. If you're enjoying the show, please tell your friends. Like, that's the only way that this podcast will grow and that will then you don't have to write in so many questions because...
You'd be like, yo, I caught this sick-ass show on the iTunes.
Yeah.
It's so sick. It's got unpaid interns, explosions.
And swallowing.
Swallowing. Not swallowing.
Wine talk. And it's got a lot of Keanu Reeves.
These guys talked about Ratatouille and Point Break. And games.
Yeah. We dabble in games.
Yep. I dabbled.
Dabble.
All right, but yeah, tell your friends. Make sure to link up with us on Twitter and Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. If you like the show, spread the word. Use the hashtag GON. Support the nation by clicking on buying a comic or clicking the donate button on the sidebar. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you guys next week. I am Javier Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Bye-bye.
And Gabe Philbin.
Your eyes are going to piss tears.
Alright. Till next week, Viacom Dios.
Brah.